This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
With Walter Yerkew on 7-5 Radio here on the Liberty News Radio Network. Check us out at 75radio.org. That's number 75radio.org. How are we doing tonight, my friend?
Well, not too bad. Not too bad. The weather is breaking down here in Tennessee, and it's been sunny and spring-like.
So. Outstanding. It should be sunny and spring-like pretty soon in the Metropolitan DMV area. But anyway,
nobody cares about what's going on in D.C. They pretty much want everybody to burn.
Right. except me, of course. Well, maybe they want me to burn, too. But anyways, we are live. It is Saturday, March the 6th, 2021, Year of Our Lord. Anyways, first order of business, we always want to remember members of the law enforcement community who were murdered in the line of duty. And tonight we want to remember Captain Justin Bedwell of the Decatur County, Georgia Sheriff's Office, end of watch, March 1st, 2021. His killer is in custody. He was shot and killed, responding with domestic 2 days earlier. Rest in peace, Captain. We'll take it from here. But anyways, second order of business, last Sunday was Trump's return to CPAC. He gave over an hour speech. He was over an hour late, but gave a speech that lasted over an hour. Real quick, I want to play the cliff notes of the speech. It'll take about 9 seconds. Hold on, everybody.
People's not going back, and I haven't really had an answer. But now, yeah, I'm thinking I'm back.
Yep. It looks like Donald Trump might be running in 2024. Walt, did you happen to catch a speech last Sunday?
A little bit of it. You know, I wasn't thrilled with the CPAC, how should I say, itinerary, but a little bit. I heard it was a moving speech. You know, he's still got a lot to do if he can last that long. I think that he has already partnered up with better people than he had to deal with when in this first administration. So, you know, if he goes in 2024 and wins, you know, he's got to pick a vice president that's going to be able to take over in midterm, because, you know, he's going to be a little bit older. I mean, he's got a lot of energy and stuff, but, you know, holy cow, there's a lot to do. He's got a lot on his mind. I like I told you a couple of weeks ago, I think he'd be better off. I shouldn't say better off. I think he would do really good as a congressman and then get voted to be speaker. So, you know, that's my thing for Donald Trump. Right. And, you know, and maybe have another Trump in the White House, you know, whether it's Ivanka or what's the other one's name? Eric.
Right. What about Don Jr.?
I think Don Jr. is more into the politics for the women.
Right, but
that's the way I see it. Eric is more businesslike than I think Don Jr. is. So, you know.
Right.
But anyway, I see Trump as a congressman and speaker in 2022, 2023, and then maybe Eric gets in there. Who knows?
Right. Well, anyways, I see Donald Trump as a kingmaker right now. People have been going down to Mar-a-Lago to talk to Mr. Trump about things. But anyways, we'll keep an eye on that. But earlier this week, the Capitol Police, the FBI, Homeland Security, Metropolitan Police Department, everybody and their brother thought there was going to be another insurrection of about 50,000 people. These QAnon kooks said that the real president will be inaugurated on March 4th, the 19th president, which would be Donald J. Trump. The Trump Hotel was charging $1,000 plus per night the day before for this so-called insurrection. So we still had fencing around the Capitol building and the surrounding buildings there. We have the National Guard on standby. We have all these law enforcement agencies on standby. And there are predictions of up to 50,000 people going to storm the Capitol again. Now, March 4th came and went, and they were about 50,000 people short. Nobody showed up. Nobody did anything. Nothing happened. But we still have the fencing up around the Capitol. We still have D.C. National Guard activated on stand, guarding the building. I mean, it looks like a occupied it looks like foreign nation occupied our seat of government. It was really sad. Walt, have you seen any of the pictures of downtown Washington, D.C.?
I've seen a tremendous pictures in that kind of ridiculousness. The rest of the world is laughing at us. It's so unfortunate that in less than 2 months, our nation's capital, that's highly regarded as pretty much the capital of the world, is not anymore. Now it's a bunch of kids, that are in their 70s and 80s, are acting like little school children and being protected from something that doesn't need protection from. There's no offense coming at them.
Right. There's a threat.
Yeah. And the way our country's been treated the last, 55 days or so, 56 now, 57 executive orders. This guy is just going by the executive order rule when they wouldn't let Donald Trump, or every time that they assumed he was going to do an executive order, it was front page news and people saying they're not proud to be Americans anymore. They want to move. But this guy's done 56 of them in 55 days.
Right.
It's horrible. Americans don't know which way to turn, left, right, straight ahead, about face, don't know what to do. Gas is down here is $1 a gallon, more than it was last March here in Tennessee. And it's going to go higher and higher. And, I don't know what the end game is. It's bleak.
Right. Well, that's our. We're coming upon our first commercial break. When we talk back, we'll talk about the hearing from January 6th. Also, our buddy Andy Cuomo made the news again, and Dr. Seuss is also verboten. Stay tuned, everybody.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting back from posting insults on Twitter. This is still 7-5 Radio.
And we are back. If you want to talk to us, call us at 866-986-NEWS. That's 866-986-NEWS. It is 20 minutes after the hour on Saturday, March the 6th. And time's flying by. But anyways, early this week, while the garbage media was all over Dr. Seuss, there happened to be a congressional hearing with FBI Director Christopher Wray about the insurrection of January 6th. Now, mainstream garbage media has been talking about January 6th like it's our Pearl Harbor, our 9/11, our Oklahoma City, whatnot. But I didn't know about this hearing until I was listening to Andrew Wilkow on Sirius XM. And I was looking all over the internet for this hearing, information about this hearing, and I only found one article from The Hill, which if you go to our website, you can click on it. But anyways, during your hearing with FBI Director Christopher Wray, Senator Josh Hawley asked Wray if the FBI used something called metadata and geolocation data, which has to deal with using pinpointing cell phones, looking for suspects on the that were at the Capitol building. And, of course, Director Wray gave a typical Washington not answer, saying, oh, he didn't believe so, and this, that, and the other thing. But my thing is that we're very close to slipping into unconstitutional grounds, because people with cell phones, they don't have their cell phone numbers tattooed or stenciled on their shirt or tattooed on the forehead. They keep it in their pocket. Nobody knows what their cell phone numbers are. Now, I'm all for people who are, you know, found murdered or victims of a homicide, and the detectives find out, use a cell phone to pinpoint the departed's last known location and the people he contacted to find out, you know, who did the crime. But looking for these people and just using the cell phone data and then knocking on the doors like, oh, hi, I'm Special Agent Stanton with Special Agent Yerky. We have questions on where were you on January the 6th? But anyways, like our friend Black Rose, Lionel Black Rose Bud Harris, he was at the Capitol building. He didn't participate. He was saying, holy smokes, this is going from, bad to worse. But I was not surprised that, he was not, called upon by the FBI. But then again, he's a very dark skinned black man living in the hood. So either. They're not going to bother him. So, anyways, the FBI still talks about domestic terrorists being America's biggest threat. It's not Black Lives Matter, it's not Antifa. It's people who know the Constitution, who support the First, Fourth, Second, and Fourth, and Tenth Amendment, and know their rights. They're the people that the FBI and Homeland Security classifies as terrorists. So they're going after all these terrorists because they don't like the government way of operating, and they know their rights, and they read the Constitution. But then again, the same people that stormed the White House, stormed the federal courthouse in Portland, nothing has been done. So anyways, we've been hearing this for about 10-plus years that it's the white domestic terrorist that's the problem. Meanwhile, incidents such as the Pulse nightclub in Florida and the shooting in San Bernardino, California, that's just as a crime. Well, what say you about this hearing where about going after people using the cell phone data without a warrant?
Well, they're going after people, you know, that are finally standing up to their rights or exercising their rights, I should say. You know, it's a public building. They entered it. It belongs to the people. It doesn't belong to these elected persons. We used to call them elected officials, but they're officially elected. That's about the only official they are. You know, your rights are your rights. You know, you're allowed to go places. And when resisted upon, you can resist right clicking back. You know, we discussed this some weeks ago with those idiots running around with taking pictures of police stations and stuff. You know, you've got rights. You can do things. If a cop comes up to you, like the FBI is doing now, about people that they think or they want you to admit that you were at this insurrection, so to speak, or erection, as Chuck Schumer called it, you don't have to answer. Close the door. Close the door. You know how many cases the FBI has not solved because of the bull malarkey that was going on last year, prior to last year? You know, the FBI right now is a sham, and I hate to say it, but it's a sham. It's being ordered around by a bunch of idiots and going after people that are actually paying taxes and actually doing something in the workforce and working and fighting this mask mandates all over the country, except in Texas. You know, they're going after the wrong people. And I just hate it for anybody who gets put in a position because they've respected law enforcement their entire life. But right now, they're not respecting you. I'm not saying, you know, resist or fight them or anything. Just keep your mouth shut. You know, say one word, two syllables, very easy to remember. Lawyer. That's all you got to say. And they need to walk away unless they got a warrant for your arrest. It's horrible that I have to say that out loud. But practice your Fifth Amendment right and just shut up. You don't have to answer them when they ask you, why are you being quiet? You don't have to answer. You know, we got to whip this country back into shape and you know, grow some balls or hair on them or something. Because, it you know, being passive is not working. You know, nice guys finish last. And this is America. We don't finish last. We don't.
Right. And you bring up a good point. And that's the state of 21st century policing. Like when me, you, Jim, and our not-so-sexy intern were out in the streets, guess what? We left people going about their business. We left them alone. But people that drew our attention, looked like they didn't belong, looked like they're up to no good, then we, you know, we stopped questioning and possibly frisk them because they might be doing something that they should not be doing. But now it's like, all right, go after them people in the red hats. Like, what'd they do? No, they don't look right. They look like a domestic terrorist or you know, all the people that are at the Capitol. I'm sure no, you know, it's a mob mentality. And we kept saying, like, you know, those who reached the Capitol and fought the cops and things like that, you know, they should be dealt with accordingly. But you got other people that just, they went over to protest peacefully to say, hey, we're not going to take it. And now they're looked upon as terrorists and ne'er-do-wells and just wanted people. And you're absolutely right. All of them people had jobs, but they're going after cops. They're going after firefighters. They're going after veterans. They're going after active duty military who were there. I mean, they're active duty military, and they're there on their own time on leave and did not breach the Capitol. You know, they're exercising the First Amendment right. They were not in uniform. They're not going around saying, my name is, Sergeant Peter Stanton with the 10th Mountain Division, Fort Drum. No, they're just being exercising the First Amendment right peacefully, which is allowed in the Constitution, and they're not drawing any they're not drawing any attention to their unit or the service. Well, you know, we can't have that anymore. That's why they're purging the ranks. I spoke to somebody who does work or is activated for the National Guard. They went to they did investigate everybody at the in D.C., protecting the Capitol and protecting Joe Biden. And so on and so forth. It's just a big sham. But anyways, we're coming to our halfway point, and we're just getting started. Coming up in the second half, we got our favorite governor of all time, Andrew Cuomo. He's in hot water again. Also, Dr. Seuss, he's been a bad boy. And we're branching out on social media. Stay tuned, everybody.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
California is lifting some of its restrictions on outdoor sports and entertainment venues, which can see crowds returning to places like Disneyland and fans in the stands when the baseball season begins next month. The state announced Friday that it was relaxing its restrictions on those venues starting April 1st, as new COVID cases, hospitalizations, and deaths have all fallen from peaks in mid-January. A Pew Research poll released Friday said that 69% of Americans polled said they had either received at least one shot of COVID vaccine or that they intended to receive the shot when they could. That's up from a November poll where 60% said they wanted the shot. And the House will vote on the Senate's version of the $1.9 trillion COVID relief package this coming Tuesday. House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer made the announcement on Saturday shortly after the Senate approved its version of the package by a party-line vote. This is USA Radio News.
For 3 years, you've heard me talk about MyPillow and the MyPillow Premium Pillow and how I get the best night's sleep of my life, how they don't go flat. They are washable and dryable and made in the USA. And it continues the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special for Mike Lindell. A standard or queen size premium MyPillow, $29.98. You're saving $40. King size pillows, only $5 more. 60-day money back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. And while you're at MyPillow.com, check out all the deep discounts on all the other MyPillow products. MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
The Senate on Saturday passed the president's $1.9 trillion COVID relief plan. The bill passed along party lines by a 50-49 vote. Following the bill's passage, President Biden thanked those senators who voted for it, saying it was something that the country urgently needed.
I want to thank all of the senators who worked so hard to reach a compromise, do the right thing for the American people during this crisis, and voted to pass the American Rescue Plan. It obviously wasn't easy. It wasn't always pretty. But it was so desperately needed, urgently needed.
The Senate version of the bill contains $1,400 stimulus checks for many Americans, though the income cutoffs have been lowered from the House version. Federal unemployment benefits have also been extended, but at a lower level than in the original proposal. Another $400 billion of funding is being provided for vaccinations, expanded COVID testing, the hiring of more workers to administer vaccines, and funding to support hospitals. The bill now goes back to the House for final approval. This is USA Radio News.
you're still listening? Here's more 7-5 Radio.
And we are back. Our favorite governor is at it again. We just cannot get enough of this guy because he is just failing and failing and failing again. And you wonder why we love talking about New York Governor Andrew M. Cuomo, and we don't live in the Empire State. Well, anyways, this week, Governor Cuomo has not one, not two, but three different women alleging sexual harassment from the governor. Now, Andrew Cuomo has a reputation of being a hothead, being very arrogant, being self-centered, and also being very abusive towards women. And so, anyways, there's been calls for the governor to step down because of his allegations of sexual harassment and also his absolute bungling of the situation in the nursing homes for COVID-19. But Andrew, being Andrew, will not step down. And I do not foresee Andrew stepping down. Well, what's your take on Governor Cuomo before I give him a reason why he will not step down?
Well, you know, I read something somewhere, and I can't remember where it was because I do a lot of reading, that a Democratic congressman from somewhere said if he gets another complaint, he says, we're really going to have to look into this. Now, I said to myself, well, like, is three not enough? Two not enough? You know, one not enough? I mean, it only took one to get Kavanaugh on a hot seat, you know, 2 years ago. From some lady that couldn't remember when, where, or who, except that it was him, you know. So, you know, here we have aides that are in the Capitol building, New York State Capitol building, saying that this is what he did. And there's no more me too. Nobody's believing these ladies. You know, you don't necessarily have to believe them, but you look into it, you know. That girl that used to work for Biden when he was a senator a year ago came out and his current VIP VP rather lashed at him during a debate, a Democratic presidential debate, lashed at him, and then all of a sudden, oops. Now she's running. Now she's, you know, up for vice president. So she backed off of that. So there is, you know, it's only one way. It's been like that for 4.5 years now. It's only been one way. You know, Donald Trump, you know, did some trash talking, you know, about all you got to do is grab their crotch and such. However, you know, this is locker room talk. He wasn't talking to a woman. He was talking to another dude who was pretending to be his friend. And that's locker room talk. And, you know, if any women out there have, heard locker room talk amongst the ladies, now I've heard some trashy stuff come out of ladies' mouths about other ladies and men. So, you know, it's not just the masculine part of it. The feminine part can also dish it out. However, each and every episode or event needs to be looked into. It needs to be looked into. And if it's found to be false and utterly false, then the complainants need to, not be punished, but be disciplined in some form or fashion for filing a false report. And, you know, that's the way our system is supposed to work. And it's not working. It stopped. As far as Cuomo goes, the guy's a freaking dirtbag. Okay, always was, always has been, and always will be. You know, he was he was single and ready to mingle at the beginning of this corona thing, you know, a year or so ago when he was having those dailies, you know, saying 785 people died yesterday of COVID. And I always want to know, well, who the hell did all the autopsies and did all the testing? And, of course, he wore those tight polo shirts where everybody could see his nipple barbells. So, you know, what was he, you know, was he advertising? You know, what's going on with that? He wanted everybody in the world to know that he's got, you know, nipple barbells. which now for guys is pretty much out of style.
Right.
You know, I had pierced nipples, you know, some years ago, but you know, they've gone out of style. But him, he, you know, I bet, you know, he's got a basement with, you know, red walls and rack and leather. Not that I would know anything about that kind of, but I could just see him up in the governor's mansion. You know, he's got himself like a little bunker, you know, and I wouldn't put it surprise him if he's got a couple of people down there tied up now.
You think it's something, you think he has a version of Plato's Retreat in the governor's mansion?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, you know, he's like on the fringe when he talks about stuff like that. You know, he's on the fringe. You know, he wants you to think he might, but also that, oh, probably not. You know, so, you know, the guy's Catholic. He's got to have dirt.
Right. Well, you bring up a good point about Donald Trump. When he got on the bus talking to Billy Bush about grabbing a woman's crotch, there was no victim. Nobody came forward to say, oh, I grabbed Mary Jones's crotch. Or, you know, I'm not going to say what he said over the air, but he was just being, it's just a scenario. There's no female involved, and he was absolutely crucified. But my opinion, Cuomo will not resign because, number one, he is a Democrat. And even though CNN is getting kind of mean on him, don't forget, his brother works for the network. Number two, Cuomo has a huge ego. He thinks he walks on water, and he is the son of Ilso Promo, and we all know how big an ego his father had. So, you know, his ego is too big. Also, the media, they're punching him with kid gloves. So, and also, here in Virginia, we had the governor dress up as a Klansman in college in the yearbook. We had the lieutenant governor, Justin Fairfax, have three different women come out saying they were victims of sexual assault. And nothing happened. And then you had the Attorney General of Virginia. He was also involved in a blackface scandal back in the college days. And none of them resigned. The media raised a little fuss saying, this is bad. You shouldn't be doing this. But then it all was quiet. And rumor has it that the Lieutenant Governor, Justin Fairfax, is looking to run for the governor's seat, even though he has three different complaints of sexual assault. Not sexual harassment, sexual assault. And they're pretty graphic. Also, you mentioned Tara Reid. Don't forget, MSNBC talked to him once, and you could tell he was lying. Joe Scarborough's husband looked very visibly upset because she knew that Biden was lying. And then there's a YouTube video of three guys who were like truth detectors or in the service, different intelligence forums, and they went frame by frame by frame by frame saying Joe Biden is lying. But guess what? You know, Joe Biden is unfortunately the 46th president of the United States. So anyways, Cuomo won't resign, even though he just totally just fouled everything up. One thing about the nursing home things, now that they're opening nursing homes a little bit, you can't see your family members, but in New York state law, you have to have a second mask. You gotta wear a face shield. You got the mask over your nose and mouth has to be from the nursing home. You have to be about 6 feet away from your family member, and then you have to have a social worker in the room with you, making sure you're social distancing. So, if I'm visiting my mother in a nursing home, and I have some, you know, details about, you know, family members that I don't want to share, you know, maybe somebody's on drugs, maybe unwed, I have a sister who's unwed and pregnant, somebody went to jail, somebody has, you know, very intimate details that you don't want to share. But guess what? You have to, you know, if you want to relay a message to loved ones, you have a social worker right there. So anyway, since the nursing home fiasco, these nursing homes are hurt for business, as residents die, have been passing away because of COVID, and nobody's
Nobody is bringing their loved ones into nursing homes. So now the nursing homes are empty. People are getting laid off from the nursing homes because they're too scared because Cuomo just fouled everything up. But we'll see what happens in 2022 because I remember back in 1994, George Pataki, just a no-name senator from Putnam County, New York, he beat a three-term incumbent liberal governor known as Mario Cuomo. But anyways, when we come back, we're going to talk about Dr. Seuss. He's getting more flack than Andrew Cuomo, and he's been dead for about 30 years. Also, we've expanded to YouTube. We'll talk a little bit more about that. Stay tuned, everybody. That's Liberty News Radio Network.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody ever having a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? In churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, by having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids.
Have we realized the assault against our lives, our liberties, our faith? To defeat this assault, Christians and all people of goodwill should have strategies to prevail in our faith and principles, which are simple. No need for a complex formula. One goal, one aim. A strategy like the heroic Christians of the past. We win, they lose. Nothing less. Big Q, Little Q. The Calm Before the Storm by a friend of Medjugorje. The strategy of heaven revealed. Big Q, Little Q. The Calm Before the Storm. Available on Amazon.com or by calling Caritas in the U.S. at 205-672-2000.
This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yuku. I mean, Walter Yurkow. I mean, Walter Kiwi. Here's Walton Scoop.
And we are back. So, check us out at 75radio.org. That's 75, the number 75radio.org. Also, we are on Facebook. Go to Facebook under groups, the 75. /75 Radio news and updates. I post a lot of stuff up there. Please go ahead, take a look at us, tell us what you think. And if you hate us, please let us know and we'll read it on the air. That's how much we value free speech. But anyways, in 1 month, America went from Dr. Seuss to Dr. Richard Levine. This week, the family of the late Theodore Seuss Geisel decided not to publish six of his books
because of some of what people consider offensive imagery. Chinese people with slant eyes eating rice. Africans in the deep jungle with, very dark skin and big lips and so on and so forth. But anyways, the Dr. Seuss books have been around forever. I remember as a kid reading Dr. Seuss. My kids read Dr. Seuss books. They watch movies from his books. They watch Cat in the Hat. Also, there's two versions of The Grinch Who Stole Christmas out there, and they love The Lorax. I hated The Lorax, but that's something different. But anyways, libraries and eBay have also pulled his books. But anyways, what people don't realize was Geisel was also anti-white and was a pioneer in comparing American First crowd, i.e. us, to Nazis. So this guy was drawing stuff back in the 30s and 40s, and one of some of his illustrations were people tied in to Nazi Germany for standing up for America. So anyways, Dr. Seuss was just, I guess all around just hated everybody, I guess. I don't know what, but I mean, you can say what you want. He might have, hated white people and patriots and Asians and blacks and everybody else. But, I mean, he really did some great books for kids. My kids will still read his book if they want to. But anyways, as they're calling him a racist, and the worst thing since sliced bread, they're calling Dr. Richard Levine, who is under consideration for the Assistant Secretary for Health and Human Services, calling him a hero because he stood up to Senator Rand Paul questioning him and if kids should be able to choose a gender and have surgery to go from male to female and female to male. But what people don't realize was that Senator Rand Paul got his medical degree from Duke University, so he knows a thing or two, just like Dr. Richard Levine. Well, what's your stance on of canceling Dr. Seuss?
First of all, with libraries can't afford to stop banning books. Not many people go to them anymore these days anyway. The library used to be a place to go and meet people, go and hang out with your friends, do book reports, do your midterms. Now, you get everything online. You don't need the library no more. So if the library is going to start banning child books that I was brought up with, you were brought up with, my kids were brought up with, our grandchildren, to hell with the library. Close them down. I could get Dr. Seuss online if I want. Banning these books is just ridiculous. If you take a kid's book, not you personally, Scoop, but well, maybe you do, I don't know. If somebody takes one of these child books and reads it and wants to make a direct connection to sexual overtones or racist overtones, well, dude, you got four walls and a door. You're in private. Just keep it to yourself if that's what you want to do, because that tells me something about you, this person, so to speak, that, you're a freaking idiot, and Lion King, over and over and over, you heard about the Lion King, the word sex that appeared in like a cloud form out over the cliff in the Lion King, and they wanted to ban that. Whatever you see, whatever people see in certain things, it's their own individual observation. So now does the Cat in the Hat have to be less feline now? Do they want it more canine? Can the Cat in the Hat identify as a canine? Would that be okay? If we're mixing stuff up. This world is so screwed up right now. And we've talked about this before. If you want to be a transgender or part of the LGBTQSING community, go right ahead. But stop ramming it down other people's throats that don't want to hear it, because it's obvious you don't want to hear about hetero people. So go about your business and do what you got to do. You know, it was okay when Michelle Obama was reading Dr. Seuss, you know, at the grade schools. Remember when she was trying to make the fat kids skinny by making them eat carrots and celery at lunch? She was going through school and reading Dr. Seuss. That was okay. And, you know, for all intents and purposes, we think that person might have a penis herself. We don't know. So, you know, take it. You got to take things with a grain of salt, and you got to look at the source of the information that's giving it to you. That's saying it's racist or sexist or pornographic. You know, the beauty is in the eyes of the beholder. You know, not everybody marries a model. Not everybody marries the ugly duckling. But who's to say who's beautiful and who's not? I don't need these people's professional opinions because they don't account for nothing in my life. I make my own decisions.
Right, you're absolutely right. That brings up a good point. The same people saying, "Oh, we need to get rid of Dr. Seuss, we need to get rid of Huckleberry Finn and Tom Sawyer," they're the same ones that's telling us that we need to accept dudes dressed up as trainees for Trainees Reading Day in the library. And we're not talking about, you know, trainees reading to the other consenting adults. We're talking about trainees reading to our kids. And if anybody, any parent brings their small children to one of these trainee reading to my kid sessions, you need to have your head examined. But not only that, is also the books. You have a book where something about Tango Makes Three, two male penguins adopt a baby penguin or something like that. That's supposed to be accepted. Also, New York City Schools, Chancellor Joseph Fernandez put out books saying Daddy's Roommate, Lori Gale is a Gay Pride, also all these other stuff that just was right in your face. And, you know, I'm just sick about it, but, you know, Dr. Seuss is bad, but then Gloria Goes to Gay Pride, Daddy's Roommate, and Heather Has Two Mommies, that's perfectly acceptable, read by a dude, you know, just as a sheer lookalike or something like that. But anyways, last but not least, we are still branching out. Patrick Ryan said it best, that regular radio is corporately run, government sanctioned and government approved, and it's getting boring. So anyways, on Living News Radio Network, we are not only on AM FM stations, we are on the TuneIn app, we are on the Roku player, we are online, we are on the telephone landlines, our archives are free, but also we are on YouTube. I've been uploading our archives on YouTube. You just type in 75 Radio and you'll see either our logo or our name, and just click on and start hearing the episodes. I've got 3 up so far, and they've gotten almost no views, of course. But we're putting them out there. Also, people, I can't implore you, visit 75radio.org. Tell your friends, forward the links, because we want to get the message out there. And you are out there. But because corporate radio is taking over, it's the same old crap. You know, one station to another, it's all sounds the same because they're all owned by the same one of 3 companies, and they got the talking points. Well, we got about a minute and change left. Anything else you want to put out there on this beautiful March evening?
Well, I haven't watched The Five on Fox since November the 3rd. That's one thing. I have yet to tune into any kind of a speech that number 46 tries to put forth. I have not yet viewed our current vice president on television or any other social media at all since Inauguration Day. Let's see. I enjoyed Black History Month for about 20 minutes, and now that's over with. We're into March, and I think the mighty Irish our United States population are trying to take March as Irish American Month, which I think would be just fine. So, there's a few little things going on.
All right. With that being said, I hear the music in the background.
This is Peter Scoopstay with Walter Yerko. Bye, everybody. You can make a difference, so please go out and make it. Have a safe week, everybody. Visit us, contact us, and go out there and be something. All right, well, talk to you later. See you next week.
James Edwards for 7-5 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.